Hello, and welcome to ACT Tox Chat, a podcast program presented by the American College of Toxicology. My name is Ilona Bebenek, and I'm delighted to introduce you to Dr. Grace Furman, who will be my co-host in this special episode of ACT Tox Chat. Hi, Grace. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Ilona. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here. And hello to our audience.
Grace, one of the questions we get as ACT members is, how is ACT different from other organizations, and what makes ACT unique? And you and I set upon answering that question.
That's right, we did. We interviewed several meeting attendees here at the ACT annual meeting in Palm Springs, California, and we asked them about their involvement in ACT, what they think makes ACT unique, and what they love about the organization and the annual meeting. We spoke to members who have been part of ACT for over three decades, as well as those who have just recently discovered ACT.
Our first guest was Fatima Arjemand, who is a scientist at Gilead Sciences and has attended at least six ACT annual meetings. Hello, Fatima. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tell me, what do you like about the ACT annual meeting?
ACT is a great conference that as scientists, it's important that we share our research findings with people outside of our specific discipline. And to increase the visibility of our research, as well as provide interested individuals with more scientific information. ACT is a smaller organization compared to SOT, and is a lot more focus-driven for early to late-stage non-clinical drug development. And I've been an ACT member for over a decade, and I really enjoy this meeting.
Great. And what do you think has been the most valuable opportunity that ACT provides at the annual meetings?
ACT has been intellectually stimulating, and it's a great conference just to get to know my peers and understand what's going on in the industry and being able to relate to the scientific work that's being done.
Wonderful. Thank you, Fatima. It was lovely to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Next, we spoke to Goziem Otushere, who is a faculty member at Redeemers University, Nigeria. This was his first ACT annual meeting, so I was especially curious about what his experience was so far. Hi, Goziem. How are you?
I'm very fine.
Can you tell me how you first heard about ACT?
I heard about ACT about 5 years ago from a colleague who was applying for the Student Travel Award. So that was the first time I heard about ACT. And since then, I have been interested in the activities.
Wonderful. And you made it to the meeting. What do you think so far? And how has your experience been?
Attending this ACT meeting has been a very wonderful experience for me. I must say that of all the international meetings I have been attending over the course of my career, this is possibly one of the best. And I have reasons for saying this because in terms of choice of location, it was an ideal location, especially for most of us coming from tropical regions of the world. So we are not too comfortable in very cold areas. But we have adapted even to the weather conditions, which are quite optimal.
Great. That's great to hear, Goziem. And thank you so much for joining me. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the meeting.
Thank you very much.
We next spoke to David Babayemi, a PhD student from the Federal University of Agriculture in Abeokuta in Nigeria. This was David's second annual meeting, and I do want to mention he's actually a two-time travel award winner. Hello, David, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you for the invitation.
This is your second meeting at ACT. How has your experience been this time around?
Well, I would say the second meeting is a bit bigger than the first one, because the first one was at Maryland Baltimore, and this at the Convention Center Palm Springs. It seems we had a larger turnout of participants and even exhibitors. So that made me the experience to be a bigger one compared to the first one.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And David, can you talk about how has ACT helped you as a PhD student?
As a PhD student, I would say ACT has really contributed to my research experience and even networking with experts. The first point of contact is the ACT website. The resources at the website are so enormous that can help any student to be at its best. And again, for the output, the research output to be good. The second is improving on the presentation skills. At the meeting, I've seen great speakers, how they do their presentations, the slides, they are really good. And it is also helping me with my presentation. Then networking with experts is another aspect which I must really commend and thank ACT for the opportunity.
Oh, well, we're so happy that you're here. Yes. And it sounds like you've really taken full advantage of what ACT has to offer. I appreciate you speaking with us today.
It is a rare privilege granted unto me, and I must really appreciate ACT for the opportunity.
Our next guest was Andrea Kim, Director of Preclinical Development at FlexBio in San Francisco, California. Andrea has attended several ACT annual meetings in the past few years, and she's been an ACT member since 2014.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Ilona. Thanks for having me.
What do you think are the key benefits of the ACT annual meeting?
So I really like ACT meeting. One of the reasons is not so big, so that I can really get to know people and network. And it is really, you know, it can be really a more focused discussions that I can have with different people. I find continuing education courses very educational, and I feel like the materials serve as good references for me to go back and learn more about and remind myself on those topics. I find a lot of symposium sessions very relevant and up to date for those people, especially in industry. I really appreciate having FDA speakers come out and speak about different topics in the field.
And Andrea, can you talk about some of the highlights from this year's meeting that were particularly relevant to you?
So particularly relevant to me, just because I just started working in immuno-oncology area, I found a lot of topics that are on immunology, immunotoxicology, and immuno-oncology very useful for me in particular.
That's great. Andrea, thanks for speaking with us, and safe travels. I hope to see you at the next annual meeting.
Thank you.
As our last guest, we spoke with Steve Harris. Steve, who has been to over 30 annual meetings, has served ACT in various capacities over the decades, including the presidential chain.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the podcast. You've been with ACT for a very long time, and you've been part of several other professional organizations as well. What makes ACT unique to you?
Good morning, Grace. I want to thank you and Ilona and ACT for inviting me to participate in this podcast. That's a really good question to ask. Someone who's been working in the industry for 45 years and was in two professional organizations prior to ACT. Since 1984, I truly have immersed in this college. And why I immersed is because it really served a purpose for me. It's kind of a selfish answer, but I link it to me becoming self-employed in 1982 as a consultant. And part of the recruitment into this college, I was told that this college really serves the regulatory environment, safety assessment, you know, all the testing protocols, and the industry at the time, both pharmaceutical and the chemical industry, would be present. And I had to build a network of friends to build a consulting practice. And even though I belonged to the Society of Toxicology and the Teratology Society meeting, the organization, this industry's membership was perfect for me to network in and hopefully build a consulting practice. And because throughout my lifetime, I've been, I think, a kind of a quintessential volunteer in any type of organization, it doesn't matter if it's professional or local community, I began volunteering and I began meeting people and I began networking with people and I began to recognize the mission of educating, serving health professionals. It served a purpose for me that I truly enjoyed. I thank this organization more than any other organizations I've belonged to, any other meetings I've gone to, for really helping me in my career. I've met wonderful people. That have become friends, and I don't even work for them. And meetings, the venues, the exhibitors, just the way this organization has grown has truthfully benefited me more than any other organization. Now, I don't want to sound like I don't like the Teratology Society, that I don't like the Society of Toxicology, but this organization, because it's smaller, I get a chance to meet more people. Because I get to attend a continuing education class, one or two. Because I can go to a symposia and not be worried about meeting a colleague somewhere in the meeting. It has educated me personally in disciplines that I am very unfamiliar with. So I know I could go on and answer this question because I owe this organization a tremendous amount of thanks because what it has done for me professionally. And as an aside, and I forgot to mention this, and I'm sorry, I truly, truly love mentoring students in this organization. I do this in SOT and the Teratology Society, but the number of students who are now coming to this meeting, the number of international students are coming to this meeting, international members that are coming to this meeting, I never expected. Because back when I was president, prior to that, we'd get a few students, maybe, at a meeting. And we always talked about, should we address that void? And we would have our back and forths and counsel, and all of a sudden, changes are being made. And we're getting more students. Students love coming to this meeting because they begin to network. And I can tell you that the students that I have mentored since we started mentoring students, they still stay in touch with me. And I try to guide them along. I cannot say enough about the college. I can't make it's very difficult for me to keep this as a short answer. But I'm trying to do the best I can. So I thank the college for everything they've done for me professionally.
Well, Steve, over the 30 plus years that you've been actively involved in ACT, you have seen the college transform into what it is today and to develop our mission and serve our membership in the scientific community. Do you have any advice for those who may be listening today and have never attended one of our meetings or have just started attending our meetings?
You're asking, that's a great question. That's another one I could speak all day on. My advice is you have to immerse in the college. You have to volunteer. You have to get involved. I know it almost sounds cliche because we say this all the time. We ask people to just get involved. And if you get involved in this college, you'll see how this college functions. You'll see how this college can help you professionally. But you have to find the time and to do it. And when I talk to people about volunteering, getting involved, there will be people say to me, I just don't have the time. I just can't do it. It doesn't take a lot of time to get involved and do something. Get on a committee. I don't care what committee it is, podcast committee, web, any committee, just get involved. Get to meet people. If you want to grow professionally, just getting on a committee, you've expanded your network. You get on two committees, you've doubled that. Don't be afraid to get involved. Don't be afraid to volunteer to organize a continuing education course. Don't be afraid to get involved in organizing a symposium. Either one of those, a continuing education course or a symposium, if you don't have the time to, let's say, be a speaker or a chairperson, I understand that, but help organize that. You may have friends, colleagues who are working in a particular area that you think may serve this college well, and it'll be well, and attendees will get something out of it. Don't just be an attendee. Don't just be an attendee. Participate. Participate in a tox trot. Participate in the golf outing. Participate in anything this college does, and your professional growth will be exponential. And do not be afraid to go to counsel with an opinion. If you don't like what's going on, just because you think, well, it's just me, go to counsel. Don't stop. Go to counsel. Counsel will listen. I think this college supersedes all professional organizations in what it can do for young professionals. And maybe my colleagues, professional colleagues who do not attend this meeting, they may hear this, but I've been in this industry 45 years, the commercial sector. But I also teach. I have an adjunct appointment at a university. I try to stay current. You can do all this stuff. It's all available to you here in this college because it's not big. You don't get lost. And I think that's important for all young professionals. And I think it's important for those professionals who have never attended this meeting. And they hear about it, but they can't attend because they get to choose, unfortunately, one meeting. And they choose another meeting rather than this one. Make it a point in your schedule or your career, sooner than later, attend this meeting. Don't go to any other meetings if you only have to choose one, and get the feeling of this meeting. Look at the topics. Look at the people. You may see 20 or 30 of your friends. Just attend. Just attend. And I can almost guarantee you, if you come to this meeting once, you'll come a second time, a third time. And if you really enjoy the college, you'll be involved in it.
I agree with you, Steve. I agree about getting involved. Even if it's just on a committee once, you think it's going to be once, but once you start getting involved with this college, you'll want to be more involved. So thank you so much, Steve, for joining me today and sharing your experience with the college over the past couple of decades. It's really been great speaking with you today.
I appreciate it, Grace. Thank you very much, too. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, there you have it. It's been a lot of fun to hear all these different perspectives from everyone about what makes ACT unique.
It really has been great, but before we go, Grace, I'd like to ask about your experience with ACT and how you first got involved.
Well, let me think. That would involve our last podcast speaker, Steve Harris. Steve Harris and I are both based in San Diego, and way back in 2000, I believe it was, we had an ACT annual meeting in San Diego, and Steve asked me if I wanted to get involved in ACT and come to the meeting and see what it was all about. So I went, and ACT did have a different feel back then, but I did like what I saw, and I decided that I wanted to get involved. So since the year 2000, I've been coming to ACT annual meetings. I've also served on the nominating committee. I've served a three-year term on council, followed by a two-year term as secretary. Then I took 2 years off, and I missed ACT so much, I decided to run again for council, and now I've just completed my first year of my second three-year term as council, and I intend to stay involved with ACT as the years come by.
Sounds like being part of ACT has been an important part of your professional journey. Thank you for sharing your story.
You're very welcome, Alona.
I'm afraid we're at the end of this episode. Thanks again for co-hosting, Grace, and we'd like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our guests who participated in this episode.
I agree. Thank you so much to all our guests, and thank you for having me on the podcast, Ilona. And to our audience, we really appreciate your time, and we hope you've enjoyed what you heard today.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.